With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
I know you said MRIs, but do you have any sense of how concerned right now the two injuries are?
No, I don't like to. I mean, I'm concerned, obviously. Anytime I have to go get an MRI, I'm concerned. So we'll see.
That was our own Chris Russell asking Jay Gruden after the game whether or not he had any more information on Trent Murphy and Sua Craven's injuries. A couple of important defensive players on this team. And I haven't really gotten into my defensive observations. I'll foreshadow and hint at that now. They're much more positive than the offensive thoughts were. Most of Baltimore's points came with the backups and players that aren't going to be on the roster, frankly, on the field for Washington defensively, 23-3 final. But the bad news on defense is that Trent Murphy was lost for, I'm assuming, at least several weeks stretch extended period of time. Sua Cravens will also have an MRI. His injury didn't look as bad, so I'll tell you what I saw last night. First of all, Cravens was on the sideline right after the start of the game getting ice on his knee. I didn't see what actually happened. He wasn't in on a tackle that I saw or anything like that, but he was getting ice on the knee and treatment immediately. Now, he did limp off the field, but after going into the locker room getting treatment when he left a handful of minutes later in a jumpsuit, he was not limping nearly as noticeably. He's definitely favoring his leg. So we'll have an MRI today. Mike Jones reported there was concern about maybe a hyperextension or a meniscus. So we'll get an update on that in the next couple of days in Richmond. The injury to really be concerned about, I think, is Trent Murphy. Because Murphy walked right out of the locker room past me, if I can use that phrase. He was on crutches. He had his left knee heavily wrapped. He looked extremely dejected, as you'd anticipate he'd be when his preseason is over, as it's just getting started. And I know in talking to a couple people who talked to him, they said that they just didn't get a great feeling about their conversation with him. Now, what does that mean? I don't know. I'm not going to sit here and speculate and play doctor. I can tell you that in talking to people with the team, the hope when you get rolled up on from the side like that is that it's an MCL, not an ACL. But they're going to do the imaging that they need to. They're going to give him his treatment today, tomorrow, and as that swelling goes down, they'll get that MRI taken. Remember this about Trent Murphy, though. He is suspended for the first four games of the season. The Redskins have a bye week in the fifth week of the season. As of right now, they're still about a month away from the start of the year. The opener is just about 1 month directly away from today. So what that tells you is he's got essentially 9 weeks to heal that knee before he's even eligible to play in a game anyway. So a couple of months is a big deal. If you've got an injury that's a three-month injury, let's say, where normally that could be catastrophic, well, you're already suspended. They already were counting on not having you around. That only means you're missing like, you know, four or five games potentially, and you're back for the second half of the season. To me, that's kind of the hope here. That's the best case scenario. He's become, you know, and you guys know if you listen to this show, an important player on that defense. I've joked about his mediocrity in the past, and I didn't expect last year's breakout, and now he's suspended for taking supplements, allegedly, that he wasn't supposed to, whether he knew that he should or shouldn't or what he knew he was taking or not. But he helps against the run a lot. He made a couple nice plays in the run last evening, including setting the edge when he got hurt. He is a contributor. He is helpful. He's important. And without him, now all of a sudden you're a Junior Gallette injury, which seems to be, what, projected the next time he takes the field and the way his career's gone in Washington, away from being pretty thin at that position. Best thing I could tell you is Ryan Anderson looked great last night at times. I actually thought he was a really good player. I'm excited about the second round pick. But him, Preston Smith, they don't have a whole lot other than Ryan Kerrigan at that position. If Murphy, who almost had 10 sacks last year, is out, now you need Junior Gallette to stay healthy, which is very different than just hoping he stays healthy. They'll get thin there quickly. That's not even getting into Sua Cravens. Cravens is way more important at the start of the year than Murphy is. I don't think his injury is as serious, but I have no idea. They need him. D'Angelo Hall, who I caught up with for a minute last night, is not ready to play. He's still on PUP. He's your third best safety. So now your second best safety is hurt. Your third best safety is not 100% ready to practice, let alone play in a game. That means more work for guys like Will Blackman, who came up and missed a tackle with a terrible attempt at the 8 or so yard line last night and set up a goal to go inside the 3. That means more work for DeShazer Everett and for some of these guys like Stephon McClure, who I've never heard of before last night, that were flying around. We talked about the safety position being a lot better if Cravens, who last year was hurt more often than he wasn't and a lot of times played through those injuries, isn't able to go. You can kiss that depth goodbye. So those are the concerns on defense as well as they played. And I'll give you observations on how different guys looked on D next segment. But let's get to calls. People went away in. 800-636-1067. Your initial reactions, your first thoughts from last night. Brent is in Leesburg. Hey, Brent.
Grant, what's up, man?
Chilling.
I love your show, dude. I love your show, man. Here's the deal. I just want to briefly, real quick, give you what I got. As far as the game goes, you know, if Ryan Mallett wasn't putrid, we would have been down by 30 points at half. Let me just say that.
Yeah.
We got crushed, right? But that's really not why I'm calling. It's about the organization in its entirety, okay? Daniel Snyder, ultimately, right? Bruce Allen, they have turned our organization, proud franchise, into the laughingstock of not just the NFL, but all sports, okay? Here's why. You know, we got a franchise QB, 2 consecutive seasons, sets all these records, still isn't signed. He probably sees the dysfunction. You would agree, I think.
Yes. Those
can't wait to get out of here, right? You got 2,000-yard receivers last year, both of which are no longer here. You know how many times that's ever happened, Grant, in the NFL?
Only this year with the Redskins.
It rhymes with Nero, except for our boys, the Redskins. Okay? Scott McLuhan, Grant, who you would agree is the best signing this organization has made in decades, was fired because he had a problem off the field. Seriously? Okay, that's part of it. Bruce Allen comes out last month, as you know, and rolls Kirk. Basically backhanded shot at Kirk because we as the fan base, quote, need to know. That's a joke. Then, Grant, they hired Doug Williams. What is his title? Like director of player personnel?
Well, I know this, and I don't want to be disrespectful to Doug Williams because he's a legend and also a nice guy.
He's a great dude. Yeah.
I spent a bunch of time next to him last night. He was literally sitting 3 feet from me in the press box the entire game.
Sure, sure.
He was on TV last night for like multiple drives. How many drives did Scott McLuhan spend on TV last season? Zero.
That's a great point.
You
should
be evaluating football players. Whatever his title is. But continue.
But he shouldn't be allowed to be on a microphone ever. Just listening to him talk. Speaking of which, Grant, I'm a diehard Redskins fan. Okay, I love you. I love this show. But Clinton Portis on the sideline, listening to him talk and try to interview is also painful. Phil Taylor, did you see the awkward silence? It was like a 3-second delay.
No, I was
between
at the game, so I didn't get to see any of the broadcast.
Oh, dude, it was comical. And they can't get the audio to work. 2 different times the audio failed. So essentially, you got Joe Theismann up in the booth. He called Ryan Clark, had made some great catches. Bruce Allen doesn't know our quarterback's first name. You know, they try to play us, Danny and Bruce, for a bunch of fools. And at the end of the day, this organization is a joke to me now. I'm ashamed and embarrassed to be a part of this team. Not because of the way we played last night, just because there's no backup plan at QB, there's no GM, they're playing the fans for a bunch of idiots.
I don't think anything you're saying is incorrect. I mean, some of the smaller points on last night's game broadcast, that kind of stuff happens during the preseason. You're going to call the guy the wrong name. You got 90 guys to worry about. You're not a full-time broadcaster in the case of Theismann at this point in your career. That said, everything you said about the team and the operation, I think, is 100% correct. You could make that call a month ago. You could have made that call 2 weeks ago, a week ago. I mean, I don't know how relevant any of those things are to specifically last night, and you even addressed that. But I'll stop you when you say something that I think is incorrect. I think you kind of hit the nail on the head. It was not a great offseason for this team. Now, if Zach Brown, who they signed, and Terrell Pryor, who they brought in, and McGee and McClain, I saw more McClain last night making plays than McGee. But if any of those guys or 3 of those 4 pan out, then you'll cushion the blow a little bit. But I agree with you. There's reasons to be frustrated about the offseason that just happened. 800-636-1067. Good call to get us started. Opinionated and strong. I want to know what you thought about last night, simply. Your first takeaways, your opening reactions. We'll get to your calls next, and I'll give you my thoughts on the defense. There were A few players that actually, on the first team D, I really liked last night. I'll tell you who they were next on Grant and Danny.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.